It's 10 o'clock and this is Observer Radio News. I'm Samantha Butler with co-hosts Vic Palatian and Aaron Louie. It's a sunny 8 degrees today outside our Toronto studios. Now here are the headlines. Ann Coulter and Michael Ignatieff both have disappointing days in Ottawa. The Leafs are defeated by their former backup goalie. And air travelers are injured as they rush to escape a bad smell. Now to our top story. The outspoken American right-winger Ann Coulter isn't known for being shy. But the political commentator called her speech at Ottawa University last night off because she said she was afraid of the crowd. Over 2,000 protesters gathered outside the university building to protest Coulter's speech. She's made two stops so far on her Canadian university tour and is already fielding abuse for her controversial and racist comments. Coulter's known for her insensitive style, which she says she uses to spark debate. Her criticism of Barack Obama, who's achieved historic reforms on the American healthcare system this week, got the Ottawa students riled up and pushed Coulter to cancel. Her Canadian tour will continue to its final stop Thursday at the University of Calgary. Liberal leader Michael Ignatieff was disappointed in Parliament yesterday. He tried to push the Conservatives to clarify their stance on abortion with a parliamentary motion, but his motion fell flat. The 2010 G8 summit is approaching. With Stephen Harper making women's rights in the developing world a main initiative for the summit, Liberals say the question of abortion is bound to come up. But the Conservatives say it's a debate they just aren't willing to have. Some opposition members say that, without discussing abortion, birth control, and condoms, addressing women's health won't do any good. They're worried that hard-right Conservative supporters are pressing Harper to keep it off the table. But at yesterday's parliamentary meeting, Harper wasn't the only one uninterested in talking. Seven members of the Liberals' own party failed to show up for the motion, and three Liberal MPs voted against it. Mommies who carry their newborns in soft fabric shoulder slings, listen up. There's been a recall of 15,000 Infantino slings in Canada because they are linked to three infant deaths. It's a second recall this year of soft fabric slings. The Consumer Product Safety Commission says babies under the risk of four risk suffocating in the slings and should be carried in something with greater structure. Infantino is offering consumers a trade, saying they will replace the slings with other toys. Aspiring young journalists hear stories about the decline of journalism and the rise of citizen journalists on almost a daily basis. 24-year-old John Semley is a boy wonder who has worked as a freelance journalist for popular Canadian publicists like The Torontoist and The Walrus. Semley believes the success he has found since graduating from the University of Toronto can happen to any number of student journalists. He says he's trying to find his own voice, but believes he can pinpoint some key attributes a journalist should attain.
If you don't have a lot of credits, start writing your own stuff. Or there's avenues like Exclaim, who I write for, who don't pay. But it still gives me an opportunity to build a portfolio of reviews and writing and stuff that I can approach other people with. From there, it snowballs, not necessarily exponentially, but every other credit you get, it's one more thing that when you...
Semley offers up anecdotes and tips ranging from doing thorough research right down to how to approach an interview. Three TTC workers have been taken to hospital after a late-night crash. A maintenance truck collided with a streetcar on Gerrard Street, west of Broadview. There are no life-threatening injuries and no commuters were involved, but one of the drivers suffered a broken leg and facial wounds. And that's it for news. Now to Vic with sports.
Thanks, Sam. The Toronto Maple Leafs were stunned last night by the play of their former backup goalie. Scott Clemenson was outstanding for the Florida Panthers, leading them to a 4-1 victory over the Blue and White. He was on track to shut out the Buds, if not for a late third-period goal by Frederick Sjostrom. He made 42 saves for the Panthers, who now sit 7 points behind the eighth-place Bruins. Another former Leaf, Brian McCabe, pitched in with an assist on the second goal, which seemed to sink Toronto early in the third period. The loss snaps the Leafs' three-game winning streak, just as they looked ready to jump out of the Eastern Conference basement. They look to get back on track tomorrow against the Thrashers, a team fighting for their playoff lives. Toronto's other team, the Raptors, will be in action tonight, taking on the Utah Jazz at the Air Canada Centre. The Raps are on a two-game winning streak after beating the New Jersey Nets and the Minnesota Timberwolves in recent games. However, both of those teams remain in the bottom of the NBA standings. Utah will be a huge step up in competition, as they are the fourth-place team in the powerful Western Conference. In comparison, the Jazz have 46 wins this season. New Jersey and Minnesota have a combined 21. Tip-off tonight at 7:07 on TSN2. Now from pro basketball to the amateurs. The Eastern Commerce Saints High School senior boys basketball team is off to the provincial championship for the third straight year. The final game of the city championships took place in the Kerr Center at Ryerson University last week. As the Observer's Dan Heyman reports, it was a hard-fought battle until the bitter end.
The Eastern Commerce Saints defeated their arch-rival Oakwood Mavericks 64-61 after a battle that wasn't decided until the final minutes of regulation time. After heading into the half with a commanding 11-point lead, the Saints allowed the Barons to battle back and reduce the lead to 6 points at the end of the third quarter. But head coach Kevin Jeffers knew his boys had it in them.
They gave it everything, right? We knew coming in, you know, our key word was focus, and they gave it to us. You know, we had to take care of business, and that's what it was.
Cam Robertson is one of only two returning seniors on this year's squad. He led all players in scoring with 14 points, but felt like he had some big shoes to fill.
Yeah, it was a good game, you know. It was last year. We won it, but this year, you know, we had to step it up. We lost to Oakland in the season, and we beat them in the South region. So it's kind of like a rubber match between the two, so it feels good.
The next step is the provincial championship. With only two returning players from last year's squad, Coach Jeffers knows it's going to be a challenge, but he has confidence in his team.
It's amazing for us to get there again. And, you know, we know what it's about. We've been there, so we have that experience aspect. Our team is very young, and the routine has to be crucial because that's what's going to count.
The provincial championships begin March 8th in Oshawa. Dan Heyman, Observer Radio News Online, Toronto.
Thanks, Dan. UFC officials were in Toronto's Eaton Centre yesterday to promote the sport that is currently banned in Ontario. President Dana White fielded questions from about 300 fans who proved they would also like to see Premier Dalton McGuinty change his mind. According to The Star, McGuinty failed to comment on the violence of the sport, but did say it was just not important enough to focus on right now. He told The Star, quote, "If I was to knock on 1,000 Ontario families' doors and ask them for their top three concerns, I'd be surprised if anybody said, we've got to start this new mixed martial arts in Ontario," end quote. UFC 111 hits Montreal this Saturday. And on to the curling world championships. The 2010 Ford World Championships continued yesterday with Team Canada taking on the United States. Canadian skip Jennifer Jones and her team moved to a very impressive 7-0 after beating the Americans 6-4. Canada will now move on to face Japan and Germany, before squaring off against Russia and the second-place Scottish rink tomorrow. The United States now drops to third place with a 5-2 record. Jones won the tournament back in 2008 and looks to rebound after a disappointing start to the year that left her on the outside of the Olympics looking in. That's all for sports. Join us after the break, where Aaron will have your entertainment news.
Good evening. You are probably expecting me to say that my name is Count Dracula and that I am a vampire. You know what makes a vampire, do you really? It's not the hair, bah! Greasy kid stuff, it's not the cape made from your sister's satin bedsheets. No, it's the fangs that make the vampire. Now you too can have fangs. Dress up for the parties, brighten the trick-or-treaters or Halloween. These plastic marbles spit over your regular teeth, but once there, you'll be the hit of the party. Amaze and delight your cool friends. It is so much fun, I know. So send for your fangs today. Send 298 to Fangs at FANG, Box 1001, Central City, MLCE, or dial 03-800-DRAKDULA. Order before midnight tonight. That's an order.
Good morning. I'm Aaron Lewin, and here's the entertainment news this hour. Jumo. That's the name of the new social media website created by Chris Hughes, co-founder of Facebook. The word means together in concert in Yoruba, a West African language. Hughes is launching a social media network designed to help people become critically engaged in the world around them, the Toronto Star reports. Although some may see this as a copy of Facebook, Hughes claims that Jumo will achieve the same thing Facebook has, but in its own way. Jumo will be an online place where people can connect to important global development issues. The site is currently up and running for the curious. There is a brief introduction to the website, but you can't create an account just yet. The website will fully launch this fall. It's the end of an era as Metro Morning host Andy Berry steps down after 15 years as the voice of Toronto. On March 1st, the CBC held an appreciation for Berry at the CBC building on 250 Front Street West. Francois Bieber reports.
This is the only one thing about my guitar. How do I replace the stimulation? the city's number one radio host, whose charm helped Torontonians battle morning traffic jams, announced recently he had fallen ill with Parkinson's disease, and the early mornings demanded by the show began to take its toll on the 65-year-old.
Started this job 15 years ago. I went on the air at 6:15, so I got here a half an hour later than I do now. And that really, going from 6:15 to 5:30 is a pretty big shift at that hour in the morning. It turns when you have to wake up. Originally, I woke up at 4:45, and I'm 65 and I have Parkinson's, so I think it began to feel like a bit of a burden.
With Barry stepping down, CBC's Matt Galloway, already known citywide as the voice of Here and Now, takes over the morning shift. As a city dweller, upon hearing he would be the show's new host, Galloway looks to bring his own experiences to the show, and he's excited to talk about the city he loves.
Oh, I was thrilled. I mean, that was ecstatic. If you work in Toronto on the radio, this is the job that you want. And you can go and work nationally, you can do the show that's right across the country, but I live in the city, and I want to work in the city. When I ride my bike to work, or when I take my kids out to play baseball,
Francois Bieber, Observer Radio News, Toronto, Ontario.
Thanks, Francois. In gaming news today, Nintendo said yesterday that it would begin selling a 3D version of its popular DS handheld console. The Nintendo 3DS will feature a 3D display that won't require 3D glasses. The device will also be very similar to early DS models and will feature the same software, 680 News reports. Although the Wii console is losing market share, demand for the DS has remained consistent for the past 5 years. And that's all for entertainment. Back to you, Sam.
Thanks, Aaron, and thank you, Vic. That's all for us today at Observer Radio News. You can catch live streaming updates at our website, ondemand.centennialcollege.ca. The time's 10:14 Toronto. Have a great day.